Guilty, 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 guilty. Nah, it's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is Friday morning. It's already Friday morning. May 31st, last day of the month of May, 2024. It is 9:10 Central Time. I am in Little Rock still. I will not be leaving here till later tonight. Actually, going to Dallas later today to catch a connection to Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is not that far away. I'm traveling about four times as far as I need to just to get to Fayetteville. I could probably drive there in about 30 minutes, maybe an hour. However, that's just not the way things work around here. I have to take a flight to Dallas so that I can go to Fayetteville. I have to spend 4 or 5 hours in the aviation system just to get someplace that's an hour away drive. That's just kind of the way it works. And I may not end up in Fayetteville tonight. That's the reason I'm going to Dallas initially, because there may be some changes along the way. However, hopefully be home. Well, I'll be on the boat, let's put it that way, tomorrow night. That's the plan. Tomorrow night I'll be on the boat. And then who knows for Monday, Sunday, Monday, I don't know what's going to happen then. But next week, I'll be around all week. I was thinking about going on a little boat trip down in the Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale area, or I guess Miami area. A friend of mine is bringing a boat back from Grenada. Or no, I guess the BVI. He's bringing it back from BVI. And he is looking for crew, and I thought about helping out for a few days. But I am so overwhelmed with stuff going on next week. And, you know, then there's the show. Got to do the show. So I'm going to be staying home next week, and I'll have a show probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. That's the plan. Now, having said all that, most importantly, first thing off the run, the thing that everybody's talking about in the news is what's in my cup. I have a little bit of Chick-fil-A sweet tea left in my cup. I will be refilling that today because I know exactly where the Chick-fil-A is here. So I'm going to be going back to Chick-fil-A for lunch this today again. And of course, later on, who knows what's going to happen the rest of the day. But of course, the news, the big news is that Trump was found guilty on 34 counts. Now, depending on who you listen to in the news, some are saying 34 felony counts. Counts of what? This is the problem with this. This case is so messed up. I've listened to several different lawyers. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a plumber, certified plumber. I've glued some pipes together. Just put it that way. This case is so messed up, and what they're doing is they're taking misdemeanors. This is my understanding of this. Now it's complicated, and I think this is why the jury went the direction that they did. Now there's many reasons why the jury did what they did, and I'll get into some of that in a little bit. But first of all, this is a case where there's all these misdemeanors that would already have been past the statute of limitations had they not wanted to tie these misdemeanors into the covering up of another crime. Then it becomes a federal crime, or it becomes a felony, I guess. So they're saying that all these counts of these 34 counts he's guilty of are federal, or they're felonies, which actually are misdemeanors that are tied to a felony, that create a felony because he did these 34 things, 34 different things, supposedly. Now, the left's reaction, I've been reading some comments on MSNBC and CNN so that you don't have to. Even Sky News Europe, which is very different than Sky News Australia, by the way. Sky News Australia is very right-leaning. Sky News Europe is extremely left-leaning. I would say Sky News Australia is better than Fox News with regard to their actual telling it like it is and kind of getting a good, you know, they really, they really go after the leftists. In fact, this Panini, this the one lady, I can't pronounce her last name. She's really good. She has a segment on her show called Lefties Losing It. And of course, she gets into the whole thing. She goes, let's check in with the leader of the free world. She talks about President Biden and stuff as well. And they talk about local politics in their own country as well, but they kind of keep track of what the craziness that's going on in this country. But they, interestingly enough, we have, they talk about this stuff that's going on. And I'm reading the comments on a lot of these stations, a lot of these channels. The left is calling this, the cult of Trump. This is how ridiculous they are. They're still going to vote for this guy. And in my opinion, it's just this actually puts the nail in it for me. In terms of, I'm all in for Trump now. I will be an ardent Trump supporter. Now I have been a supporter, been a voter, I'm not thrilled about the guy. This is beyond Trump now. This goes well beyond him. This is an issue where the country itself, we need a drastic correction. If they do something screwy between now and the election or now and the inauguration of Trump, if they start pulling a black swan event, if they start doing some kind of weird screwy, and they are planning, I guarantee you they are planning something. This whole virtual thing, this virtual nomination of Biden, has something to do with what they have planned for the, quote, August through October. We're going to see things unfold on a daily basis, in my opinion. There's going to be some serious events that take place. You have to listen to what James Comey actually was saying about this stuff. And I wish I had the audio. I'm tempted to just pause this recording and actually go look for the audio of James Comey saying some things in this interview. He's selling a book, by the way. So he's on a book tour now again. How convenient. Selling a book, so it gets him out there. Of course, now he didn't write the book, I'm sure. This is like his third book that he's put out in the last 3 years. You don't write three books in 3 years. I'm just telling you. Not be as busy as this guy is, supposedly. So we've got this. He's out there saying how this, he's going to come after the FBI. It's going to be the end of the FBI, and he's going to come after and all the institutions that we respect. And he was long ago. This was like a week ago. He was saying that the jury was going to come back and say that it was going to be. He thought that it was leaning towards almost a surety that it's a possibility there might be a hung trial, but he was pretty sure that they were going to find him guilty on all counts. Now, How would you be so confident in that? And I guarantee you there's back channels. He's one of those guys who he plays the ethics game. This is the guy who handed notes in his meeting with the president to a guy with the intention of that guy going to the press with them. But he didn't think it was ethical for him to go to the press. So he gave it to somebody else to go to the press. This is the kind of person this is called a weasel. That's what you call these kind of people. They can excuse their own improprieties by figuring out a way around it and saying, well, see, I didn't really do that. Somebody else did, so it's not really on me. But the whole spirit of the law was broken. The whole idea, the whole time, he was doing something different. His intentions and it just blows my mind that these people can play these kind of mental gymnastics and think that their poop doesn't stink. Now, having said that, there is a very tight-knit group behind the scenes of this whole thing. And it involves people like Clapper and Brennan, Comey, all these ne'er-do-wells who ended up being contributors on CNN and MSNBC, the Michael Cohens of the world. Well, Michael Cohen got asked today or yesterday if was justice delayed, justice served, and he said, "Well, in this case, it was." Of course, now he's still you know, this whole thing is just, it stinks to high heaven. Now I was concerned about what would happen with the nation if you found Trump guilty, if they try to put this guy in jail. Now Trump supposedly the trial's over, and supposedly Trump is still under a gag order. The gag order has not been lifted, and he's going to come out and speak today. And I'm curious as to what's going to happen. I have a feeling he's going to go against the gag order. He's going to say whatever he wants to say. And he is daring them to put him in prison, in my opinion. It might only be just a fine, but I think he's trying to get them to put him in prison. I can't believe that the gag order is still in place. How can they even do it? The trial's done. I guess until the sentencing has happened, there's a gag order. Now, some people are complaining, you know, are comparing Trump to Mandela, some other things. If you understand what was going on with Mandela, Mandela is not the saint that everybody made him out to be. And most of these politicians are not. But when it comes down to principles and what they're doing to Donald Trump, when Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are still walking around, and in fact, Bill Clinton is still walking around, George Bush, I found out some things that happened under the Bush administration, even George H.W. Bush. I'm appalled by the Bush family altogether. Some of the things that the establishment has done. Now, the Lincoln Project has come out with this video about how guilty Trump is and how, you know, all this. Keep in mind, the people who founded the Lincoln Project and who were a part of the Lincoln Project and run the Lincoln Project, are many of them were found to be actual Russian agents, actual pedophiles. Many of them were convicted and arrested and convicted since then, since they founded this Lincoln Project thing, which is the butt end of the Republican establishment, in my opinion. This Cribs guy, who was supposedly the data, don't underestimate. It's impossible to overestimate, that's what I'm going to say. The amount of corruption, the amount of infiltration that happens with the administrative state, the way they have the ability, the plan, the action that they put in place to manipulate through disinformation and misinformation. They are the queens of that. They absolutely have done this in other countries for many, many years by creating disinformation campaigns. They know all about it. That's how they twisted it back around on this whole idea that the Hunter Biden laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. They actually twisted that around. It was their own, that was disinformation in and of itself. That's how amazing these people are at spinning the web. They've been doing it for years. It's all they know. So that's what we're dealing with here, folks. And I can't express enough what the consequences of allowing this kind of ridiculousness to happen. And I think people, one of the things that people keep saying is that, well, if they can do it to him, they can do it to you. They absolutely can, and they have. They have done this kind of thing to normal citizens. We just don't hear about it because the little guy gets shut out. They play these kind of tactics all the time. There are a lot of people in the minority communities that have been under this kind of thing for a long time. Long time. 60, 70 years. There are people now who are coming out in support of Trump. And of course, these people who would claim that this is the cult of Donald Trump, the mostly white liberals that are, you know, the woke crowd that are coming out and saying this kind of thing, trying to convince everybody, oh, you're part of a cult. You're supporting a man who's been convicted, is a convicted felon. Yeah. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here. Because the conviction was so bogus, so ridiculous, that I I have no choice now at this point. At this point, like I said, it's bigger. This is bigger than Trump now. This is a travesty in our nation, and it's just been solidified. What's happened? We all knew this could have happened. I really thought that there was going to be a hung jury. I just had a hard time believing after the kind of testimony that we saw with Michael Cohen admitting that he was committing larceny in the trial. He's a convicted liar, he's been convicted as lying under oath, gone to prison for it, has a vendetta against Trump. All these people do. The nefarious ties that everybody has, including the judge behind the scenes with his daughter and everything else going on, he's an anti-Trump judge. They rigged all the rules to go after Trump. And they're claiming it's not politically motivated. The nominee of the Republican Party, they're going after him and claiming it's not politically motivated. Meanwhile, they have their thugs down there. The whole thing stinks. And now, I believe, I guess since the verdict has come out, I think $39.2 million has come into the Trump campaign. And I'm seriously considering about donating a little bit myself as a kind of a token thing. Because this can't stand. I understand there's going to be an appeal. Now, the state of New York could deny an appellate court. They could make this stand. Now, he's supposed to, get this, he's supposed to go to sentencing. Guess when the sentencing is? 4 days before the Republican convention. 4 days prior to that. And in the meantime, he has a gag order on himself. Can't talk about the trial. Are they actually going to put a former president in jail for a crime that was not violent, that other Democrats have committed, all these misdemeanors that were beyond the statute of limitations? They're going to actually put this guy in jail. My opinion, they will not rest until they see this guy in an orange jumpsuit in prison. That is really what they want to see. Because that will give them, for the next 4 years, when he gets elected, it will give them the ability to scream and yell and cry and everything else about this guy being a convicted felon, it's a president. That's all they're going to say. Now, the buzzwords they're using now, and you have to be very clear on this, all of the responses from everybody, somebody did a report on this, and it went through all the responses from most of the top people like Rachel Maddow, Tapper, all these people that are on the left, coming out and saying this stuff about. Now, it'd be interesting to get who's the guy who does all the polling? He's one of their main polling guys. It's not all I can think of is Drudge. It's not Drudge. He came out and said, if you convict him, if they end up convicting him, you can kiss the election goodbye. Donald Trump will win in a landslide. He understands where the American people are on this thing. And the American people, by and large, the people who are normal out there, the independents, everybody else, they see what's going on here. They see that they can't just beat this guy on normal terms. They have to go after him in this manner in order to beat the guy. They have to make him into their political enemy, try to destroy him in any way they can because they don't have a candidate that can just win. And a positive candidate. Somebody compared the speeches that Donald Trump gave and the speech that Joe Biden's been giving. The negativity of Joe Biden's speeches lately has just been terrible about the country and how racist we are and how terrible we are. And then when Donald Trump spoke to the black community, how it was nothing but hope. It was nothing but the greatness of America and how it's here, you can embrace this and you can change the it was just positive. Everything about it was positive. But this guy was doing went through an analysis of all the comments that were coming from all these commentators. And it was very interesting that the buzzword that you continued to see was convicted felon, convicted felon, convicted felon. So that is going to be the buzzword, if you will, that we're going to continue to see, I think, throughout the rest of this news cycle, as we call it. They're going to continue to use that buzz phrase. Whenever you hear those words, that's going to be the label, convicted felon Donald Trump, not former president Donald Trump. Now, when you hear normal newscasts like Newsmax and One America News, even Fox News, they're going to say former president Trump. Typically, that's what they're going to say. They're not going to be saying, you know, convicted felon Donald Trump. That will be the news media hammer point from now on. Through all the way up until the election day, or possibly into, you know, his presidency. But don't get me wrong; don't take this lightly. They are so enamored, so concerned, so terrified, those in the administrative state, about Donald Trump becoming president. Think about this: if he's such a bad guy, and the nation's it's so bad for the nation, why would an entire nation of people be on the verge of voting this guy into power, after everything we've been told, and they just continue to hammer down, they continue to nail down this whole idea that Donald Trump's orange man bad. Yeah, we've been hearing that for the last 8 years. You haven't convinced us. Okay, so that's, and in fact, he's making inroads. His support among minority communities has increased. How does that happen if he's such a racist guy? People are waking up to this whole thing. They're starting to understand what's going on here. And it's not just about the economy now. It is, but it's not just about that now. There are much, much bigger issues people are starting to recognize. So let me just say, everything they're doing is backfiring. They haven't figured that out yet. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, and that is exactly what they're doing. So folks, as we go into the weekend, Shabbat Shalom. Pray for our nation, pray for the Trump campaign and everybody around Trump. It's not just Trump, it's everybody around him needs prayer right now. He needs that team to rally around him and really make this happen. Folks, God bless. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week.